a proposal to construct two buildings totaling 175 units of market rental housing in South Surrey prompted more than a dozen people to step up to the microphone at Surrey Council last week. During the February 24 public hearing, Council heard from proponents and opponents alike regarding plans eyed for the 2300 block of 154th Street. According to a planning report, Wessoka Development LP has proposed 1 6- and 1 5-story building, one with 127 units and the other with 48, along with 222 underground parking spaces. Featuring studio apartments as well as 1, 2 and 3-bedroom units, it's projected to be ready for occupancy by March 2027. Concerns expressed February 24 included a lack of community engagement in preparing the plan, impacts on traffic, parking in nearby Jesse Lee Elementary, and the potential for increased safety issues through a planned reopening of Madrona Place to foot traffic. "The biggest concern that we have with opening it up is that the homeless population that we had before that was coming through, it was coming through another property that was on King George, and we had break-ins, crimes, theft, all kinds of stuff," Jeff Coulter told Council. "As soon as that got closed up, it stopped." Another resident, identified on the speaker's list as Jay Hodgson, agreed, adding she is not against the creation of more housing, but to opening up our community to the crime and safety issues. Mike Raymond of Mullingoing Burzenge Architecture said the plans have been adjusted to address neighborhood concerns for Madrona Place, through a shift away from the pedestrian access to instead introduce a private road off of 154th Street, so there will no longer be any additional traffic that's created along Madrona Place. Noting he lives in the neighborhood, Raymond said local school expansions that have either recently been completed or are planned should help relieve concerns around additional students expected from the development. He suggested the city could explore introducing time limits to help alleviate concerns around on-street parking. Chuck Westgard, a director of the ownership group behind the proposal, told Council they've been working with the city for 2 years to address concerns. He assured Council the project does not need access off Madrona Place. "If they want a fence, we'll build a fence," Westgard said, in reference to one resident's suggestion that the developer build a wall, build a fence, to block that access. "We're not here to make enemies." One resident who spoke in favor of the development described such rental accommodation as long overdue. "The location is ideal and will allow more families to live in the area," he continued. "In my opinion, this is exactly what this neighborhood needs to renew life to the area." Another said given the community's growth, as well as the project's proximity to transit and amenities, it makes nothing but sense to me. A 60-year housing agreement is proposed between the city and Wessoka. Council gave third reading to an official community plan amendment by law sought to change the land use designation and permit increased density, as well, to an application to rezone the site to comprehensive development, CD.